You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is on track to achieve a 95% double-dose vaccination rate after reaching the 90% target for everyone 12 and over. Daily case numbers are still in excess of 1,000 per day, with the latest figures being another 1,254 infections and another 5 deaths.
I would also say that with about 94% of people at least first dosed, we are well on track to get to that, what has been described by some as that kind of magic 95% number. What that'll mean is that we are, without any doubt, one of the most vaccinated and therefore one of the safest places anywhere in the world.
The Australian Retail Association says some staff are reluctant to report for work because they're being verbally and physically abused when policing vaccination requirements. Unvaccinated people are banned from non-essential retail outlets in Victoria. Daniel Andrews says people should not be harassed in that way.
It's simply not appropriate for anybody to be abused or treated that way at work, and I would simply say that people are doing their job, they're working as hard as they can, playing their part to keep us safe, and no one should be treated that way. Showing you to your table or those who are checking you in at a retail facility, they don't make the rules and they didn't create the virus, they're just doing their job.
New South Wales had another 276 cases, and a backpacker hostel in Byron Bay has been locked down for 7 days after a case was detected. It comes just as thousands of Year 12 students head to Byron for Schoolies Week. Detective Inspector Mick Keogh says there are sufficient police deployed.
Well, we've already put planning in place in regards to the extra police, and they won't be taken away from our existing resources. It was a very swift response from health and police. Hopefully that will make sure that anything is just isolated to this location.
Mandatory mask rules in New South Wales will largely end next month when the state reaches its 95% double-dose vaccination target, or on the 15th of December, whichever comes first. Masks would only be required on public transport, at airports and on planes, and for unvaccinated hospitality workers. QR code check-ins will also be scaled back to only high-risk settings like hospitals and aged care homes. South Australia has detected another 3 cases, with 3 Qantas flights to Adelaide listed as exposure locations. A man in his 50s and a woman in her 20s were both infected before arriving in Adelaide, while a man in his 60s acquired his infection while overseas. The Australian Defence Force has rejected claims it's been forcibly vaccinating Indigenous people in the Northern Territory. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says such claims on social media amount to misinformation, which he says is mostly coming from people in other countries.
I know there are ridiculous, untrue rumours about the ADF's involvement. They aren't carrying weapons, they are carrying fresh food for people. So I urge people not to worry about the insane, unhinged stuff that's spreading online. 99.99% of the BS that's flying around the internet about the territory is coming from flogs outside the territory, mostly America, Canada and the UK. People who have nothing better to do than make up lies about us because their own lives are so small and so sad.
The Territory recorded 1 new locally acquired case of COVID-19, a teenager from Binjari, who was previously identified as a close contact and transferred to the Centre for National Resilience at Howard Springs. For measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.